Paranormal Wednesday with your girl, Linus. How's everybody doing, huh? I hope that your week has been going halfway decent or, you know, pretty good for you since the beginning of October. Well, the show's now Paranormal Wednesday is going to be coming on every Wednesday at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And we're going to just talk about paranormal stuff. So, you know, you can call in with your stories or your experiences or your dreams or psychic visions. Whatever, it's all paranormal. Please call in. We'd love to hear your stories. There will be no judgments because we don't know. It's your experience, right, and what you feel. So do call in. Paranormal. A paranormal phenomenon is different from hypothetical concepts such as a dark matter and dark energy. Unlike paranormal phenomena, these hypothetical concepts are based on empirical observations and experimental data gained through the scientific method. Paranormal investigations is the examination of phenomena that cannot be explained by normal scientific examination. Generally, paranormal investigation deals with ghosts, ESP, psychic phenomena, etc. By definition, a supernatural or paranormal phenomenon is an event that defies explanation in terms of the typical human experience. Examples of paranormal phenomena include ghosts, cryptids, telekinesis, and other forms of psychic powers or supernatural entities. It is something that science can't explain, at least not yet. Let's discuss your experience. Please call in and share. The chat room is also open for discussions. Please join us in the chat room with your opinions or call us at the show phone. It's 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. That's the essence of success. The subject you would like to see discussed on Paranormal Wednesday, well, call in and, you know, let us know or either contact us on the website. On the main page, scroll to the bottom. You'll see the the message box, okay, on the website. So that's all you have to do. Anyway, so now we've got the background. We know what paranormal is and, oh, so many different areas that it can reveal itself. So anyway, what I'm going to discuss until we get phone calls. When we get phone calls, you know, definitely I'm going to stop talking and bring the person in so they can give us their experiences. But anyway, science operates in the natural, not the supernatural. In fact, I go so far as to state that there is no such thing as a supernatural or paranormal. Yes, it is. Most scientists will tell you that ghosts don't exist, that cold patches and alien abductions are just figments of our imagination. Bullshit. Scientists may be able to explain away everything supernatural, but that doesn't stop many people from believing in it. There's just something exciting and hopeful about the prospect of paranormal phenomenon. I'm sorry, I have a hard time saying that word. It opens the possibility of life after death, of life somewhere else, out there in the universe, and of not feeling as alone in humankind's existence on the earth. Even people that don't believe in paranormal activity sometimes wish they did. Ghosts may or may not exist, but either way, humans have a fascination with them that can't be shaken by the skeptics. So here we go. We're going to discuss paranormal facts, different things, how people feel about different things. So let's begin. So first one, something's not quite right. The paranormal is considered anything that sits outside what is normal. And I'm not talking about wearing plaid and stripes together. That might not be normal, but it's not paranormal. The paranormal is used to group bizarre phenomena like crop circles, poltergeists, and UFOs, for instance. The term has been around since before 1920, yes, and can be divided into two parts, para, meaning above or beyond, and normal, meaning consistent with common behavior. Now, the next one is good luck, break a leg. Whether or not paranormal phenomena are actually real, believing in the paranormal can have some pretty positive side effects. One study showed that when those who believe in lucky charms would do better or test if they had that lucky charm with them. So maybe it's an unexplainable power in the rabbit's foot that makes us perform better, or maybe in just our own brain making us more confident in our skills. Either way, a little luck never hurt anyone, huh? All right. The poltergeist is perhaps one of the eeriest types of paranormal being because although they might toss things around and make a lot of noise, they never appear as a physical presence. Poltergeists have been reported to bite people, levitate objects, and knock on doors. The word is German, one that literally translates to noisy spirit. Some people believe they've associated with the elements earth, fire, wind, and air. Saying boo and taking names. Ghosts are a phenomenon that are considered paranormal. Other names for this type of thing are phantom, haunt, specter, spirit, spook, apparition, or wrath. Huh? Okay. Do goats exist? Do goats exist? Huh? A ghost is considered to be the spirit or soul of a once living human. Some ghost believers also believe ghosts of deceased animals could exist. Anyone who has felt what feels like a cat or a dog jumping on their bed in the middle of the night when none was there might tend to agree. Now, I have to say something about this, about cats. I don't know about dogs, but my daughter's cat, she had for 14, my youngest daughter, for 14 years, and then he died of diabetes, bless his heart. But anyway, after he died, she still could kind of feel his presence around in her house, and I have felt cats that I've had, like something brush across your ankle or your lower part of your leg, just brush, doesn't hurt or anything, just like a little wind or something or barely touching you soft like a child. Well, that's probably your cat or your dog, I do believe. I do believe that animals do come back just like humans spiritually and visit you, okay? Okay, dress to impress. The human soul has been depicted in imagery from various cultures for thousands of years. In ancient civilization, it was sometimes symbolized by animals like birds. In other societies, the dead person's spirit was depicted as an exact representation of what they looked like when they were living, including their fashion sense. In fact, this is how deceased people were drawn in the ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead. Mm-hmm. How to train your cryptid. A less common type of paranormal creature is the cryptids. Cryptids are animals that are thought to exist but not recognized or confirmed by scientists. These animals are instead studied by cryptologists. Sometimes they are simply animals that are thought to be extinct, but more often they are rarely sighted animals that are thought to be make-believe, like Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, werewolves, unicorns, and dragons. Those are cryptids, okay? Have anybody seen that? Has anybody out there seen a Bigfoot or werewolves, unicorns? If you have, call in. Let a sister know so we can share. Okay, next one, ghoulish gossip. Since the paranormal cannot be investigated by normal scientific methods, most paranormal researchers take an anecdotal approach to their subject matters. Charles Fort was one of those paranormal anecdote collectors, having compiled about 40,000 stories, y'all, of unexplained phenomena in his lifetime. I just want to back up to the cryptids for a minute because I want to share something. On the Travel Station and Destination America, they have a lot of shows about cryptids, mostly Bigfoot. You'll see a lot of that is Bigfoot, and then they also do swamp animals too. But my suggestion, there's Alaska monsters, there's mountain monsters. That show is really good. And they look at different types of Bigfoots, all different types. I guess it's like 9 or 10 or whatever. But anyway, those are just some shows for you to check out for yourself. Mountain monsters, Alaskan monsters, looking for Bigfoot, you know, stuff like that. So I just wanted to back up to let you know that if you're interested to, you know, about Bigfoot and stuff like that, to check it out. Okay, next one. Okay, Google, find my phone. One type of paranormal experience that Fort reported on were out-of-place artifacts, or OOP arts. OOP arts are odd objects that are discovered in strange spots. However, I'm sure skeptics thought the only thing that Fort lost were his marbles. Yeah, they're showing, there's a picture here showing a phone, a cellular phone that's in, that's kind of strange. I don't know how old that is, but in a piece of rock. Okay. Beam me up, Charlie. Charlie Fort is quite well known for his paranormal study collection and might even be the first person ever to hypothesize alien abduction as a reason for human disappearances. Now, you know, I've heard about that for a long time, that, well, you know, people have said that, have been captured by the aliens and taken up to their spaceship. Whether good or bad, for some, I think it's been good. They try and teach them some things about how to help the humans down here. Other ones, I guess they use them for examination and run blood tests and skin samples and different things like that. So I believe that. I believe that. Got to catch them all. Fort's collection of paranormal experiences was as diverse as it was large. Included in the types of phenomena he documented were frogs and fish raining from the skies, levitation, teleportation, sudden flames, crop circles, unidentified flying objects, animals found in abnormal locations, and massive wheels of light found in the ocean. Now, you know, that's one place they have not really gotten to was paranormal in the ocean. They say that there's been spaceships they see go down into the water and also come back up, but they haven't really seen them. Now, I've heard about raining frogs. I don't know. Raining fish, I don't know. Now, as far as what has been happening the last 2 years, fish have been found on shore, and hundreds of them just dead, found on shore. So that has happened. I'll give you that. I don't know about raining fish, but I know that fish have, and not only different types of fish, too, not just like fish that people go fishing for. I mean, there's been other kind of fish, too, that have been found. And that's been all over the world. It's been quite a few places around the world that that's happened. I know one of them, I think, was Indonesia. They saw that. Let me see, what else? Oh, levitation. Well, you know, they do levitation is done by magicians, but in real life, I've yet to see someone that can levitate off the ground. Not to say that they can't. I'm sure anything is possible, right? Anything is possible. But I haven't seen it for myself. Teleportation, I haven't seen that either. Now, I have seen videos and film where people were walking, all of a sudden they're not there. It's just blank. They're gone. They vanished. As they say, they vanished in thin air. Now, I've seen film on it. Have I experienced it and seen someone teleport? No, I haven't. Sudden flames. Just recently, I saw a couple of videos where there were trees that were on fire in the center. Just nothing around it. Nothing is around the tree that's burning or anything. It's a thick, big tree. And you can see the flames coming out of the center of the tree, going up in the air. Just the tree. Now, can anybody explain that one? Ain't no gas line, okay? Ain't no gas line when nobody, like, camping, making a fire. We're talking about in the city, big trees in the city, and it's burning inside. So that's crazy. I don't know what the explanation is for that. Crop circles have been around for many years. I don't know if that goes back to 1920 or not, but crop circles have been around for a very long time. And it's interesting because I feel like crop circles are trying to give us some information. We just don't understand it. I don't know if they're making the crop circles from the ground up with the designs through vibration and energy, or they're doing it from a spaceship to the ground. But they're quite interesting and beautiful. Oh, my God, some of those crop circles are so intricate, and they're just beautiful in their designs. Yes, we've had a few dummies that go out there and fake crop circles, like, you know, they were crop circles. But when they go out to, the scientists go out to investigate, they realize that, you know, these are fake. They know the real from the fake ones. So, yeah. Now, unidentified flying objects. Well, I can tell you, my daughter and I saw something going across, my youngest daughter, across the sky here a couple of years ago. We were down at the Pacific Ocean, and in the hotel it had a balcony, of course, and there's nothing in front of you but water. It's just really beautiful. And we're looking up, the stars are out, just beautiful, and we're talking, looking up. All of a sudden, this object is going across the sky, and it's changing colors. It's not a plane because it's too small, but it's fast. But it's like red, blue, green, white, just changing colors, and it's going fast across the sky. Was not a plane, so what was it? It was no air balloon or anything like that. But we watched it, and I've also seen at my old place where I used to live, it was during the season. It had snowed real bad, and I went outside just to look, you know, look at the sky, and I also saw something like shaped like a bell. And it was going across the sky very fast, changing colors. In fact, it stayed mostly red, to be honest with you, as it was going across the sky. So, yes, I do believe in flying objects, yes. I don't know about animals found in abnormal locations. Don't know anything about that, and I don't know about the ocean. So that's something that we're still learning. Let me also tell you about a guy's I'm sorry, God, I can't think of his name right now. But he has That's Impossible on YouTube. That's Impossible. I think it's I Am Something, or that, or type in That's Impossible. And I'm sorry, I can't think of the guy's name. But he does a lot of YouTube videos on the weather around the world, paranormal, you know, or about animals they're being seen or whatever. So, yeah, check him out. I'll try and get more information for you before the show is over, because I think you'd really enjoy his site if you're into the paranormal. Okay, Papa Paranormal. Fort was fascinated by the paranormal, that he is often considered to be the father of contemporary paranormalism. Okay. Parapsy 101. Besides Fort's anecdotal evidence of the paranormal, other researchers tried to explain and experiment on strange phenomena using psychological tests like card guessing and dice rolling. These people are called parapsychologists and are searching for some proof of extrasensory perception in people. Their mythologies and findings don't garner much support from the science world, though. Well, I can tell you right now, there is psychics, there is mediums, there is channelers, people that are intuitive, there are empathics. Yes, we are all out there, and it's true. So, and I mean, you will be able to discern, because you should, when you come upon these people, you should feel their vibration or their energy to know that they're true and they're not fake. Because believe me, it's a lot of fake psychics out there, as well as the good ones, you know, the really good psychics and tarot readers. So, hippies, hair, and honeys. Research on the paranormal was at its height in the 1970s in the United States. It was a time of long hair and UFOs for Americans back in the good old days, but since then, interest in the paranormal has died down somewhat. Today, most work of the paranormal is done by privately funded organizations and the occasional university lab. Now, I'm going to disagree with that because there are shows on the air, radio shows, as well as, like I said earlier, on the travel station in Destination America, that do these paranormal shows. So I disagree vehemently. I disagree with that. I was just going to mention, too, another show. Oh, Art, if anybody out there remember Art Bell, he had Coast to Coast AM for years and years and years and years and years. No longer now. He has since passed. George Norrie is on there. They work on Phenomenon every night, okay? He has guests every night. It's Coast to Coast AM, George Norrie. And I'm telling you, every night he's got different guests. And another one is Richard Nolan. He's on KGRA, and he's also on YouTube. And Richard is a very, very good researcher. And another one is, oh, there's a lady, and I almost called her name. It'll come to me later. But anyway, she's very good, an outstanding researcher in the phenomenal. Okay, a night in a haunted mansion. Other paranormal researchers use participant observation to prove the existence of paranormal activity. Participant observation is concluded by immersing a researcher in the environment of the research subject so they can start to understand the subject better. Spend a night in a haunted house with the ghosts? No, thank you. Something tells me that wouldn't be the most cooperative research subjects. Now, they have ghost hunters. If you guys have ever heard of Jake and his boys, they're also on the travel station. They will do that. They'll spend nights at different places just to see how haunted it is. Also, another good group on there is Ghost Brothers. Please check them out. They do a little humor with theirs, but they're for real. And what I like about Ghost Brothers is that they are respectful. They don't challenge the ghosts when they're trying to find out. They just want to find out who they are, why are they haunting this particular place, you know, what can we do to help you to get you to the light. So I like the Ghost Brothers. They're really good. They're funny sometimes, you know, because Ghost Brothers, right? So they're funny sometimes, but still, like I said, I love the respect that they show for the paranormal. I'll put it like that. I love the respect. Okay, when there's something wrong in your neighborhood, who you going to call? Ghost hunters? The popular reality television show, I just talked about it, Ghost Hunters gave the participant observation approach to paranormal investigation. A lot of visibility, and now that's pretty much all we imagine when we think of searching for ghosts. It even spawned many independent ghost hunting groups that gave members and customers potentially haunting experiences at paranormal locations. Yes, I would say Ghost Hunters, from there it was a jump off. Was Ghost Hunters, yes. I tell you, y'all, that was a good show. I mean, I didn't miss a show. With the two guys, they were plumbers that started this Ghost Hunters, and it just expanded with more people. And I believe they're still on. They were off for a minute, but I think they're back on again now. They might be back on. Okay. The Paranormal Police. There are many paranormal skeptics that make it their mission to debunk paranormal experiences. Common scientific methods explain ghosts away as a misunderstanding of normal natural phenomenon or as a very rare version of a natural incident. Well, I'm going to have to tell you about as far as the police. They have now, and I mean it's documented because it's been on shows like 60 Minutes or whatever, you know, 2020 or CNN like that. It's been documented where these two police officers were chasing, and they taped it, which was good. They taped it, but they were chasing a UFO. And then another one, the UFO was kind of following them or seeing where they were at. So, yeah, the police, yeah, there is definite reports. It has happened to them. One organization trying to debunk ghost stories is the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry, who used to call themselves the Committee for the Scientific Investigation of Claims of the Paranormal, or CSICOP. Excuse me. The committee publishes their findings in their own journal called the Skeptical Inquirer. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I've gotten the hiccups. I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick little break, and I'll be right back. Okay. Don't you go anywhere. I'll be right back. Okay, we're back. You're listening to Paranormal Wednesday here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, and what we're covering tonight at the first show is facts about, you know, the paranormal. Okay? So that's what we're doing. Facts about the paranormal, give it a little background and history, and go from there. One member of the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry, Richard Wiseman, wrote an article called The Haunted Brain that offers alternative explanations of ghost sightings. I drank some water, y'all. I really did. He suggests that it's not the world that is haunted. It's our own brains. According to Wiseman, 15% of people have reported a ghost encounter, but only 1% have reported they've seen a full-body spirit. Everyone else has seen shadows fly by or footsteps in the hall or the feeling of a presence. A man named Michael Persinger is one of the believers that tried to prove the existence of ghosts. He thought if he stimulated people's brains with a weak magnetic field, they could experience the paranormal. And it worked, too. That is until another man came along to replicate his findings and reported the scientific subjects were just seeing ghosts through the power of suggestion, not magnetic fields. Okay? To be or not to be. Sometimes ghost hunting brings out the most foundational philosophical questions of what it means to be human. One explanation for the existence of ghosts is that having agency is such an important part of being human for some people that they search for it everywhere. Our brains might work so hard to understand why we take the actions that we do that they start seeing directed action in non-human things like shadows or lights or pieces of toast. I disagree with that. Okay, I do have some information for you guys now. The lady that's also, I would call her my number one researcher, is Linda Moulton Howe, as far as the paranormal. And she's really good about alien stuff, so do check her out on YouTube, Linda Moulton Howe. And the guy I was telling you about that does the weather all around the world, different phenomena, it's IMC, and his name is James. So when you type that in at YouTube, it's IMC and then James, and it'll come up, and you'll see the different things. It's really quite fascinating, to tell you the truth. Okay, if I had $1 million, you got to be pretty sure of something non-existent to offer $1 million to whoever can prove its existence. And that's exactly what the James Randi Educational Foundation has done for the existence of ghosts. Anyone that can prove their existence to his liking will win the cash prize. Many have tried and failed, but none have yet claimed the money. Another explanation for a belief in the paranormal is a lack of education, or a low IQ. Claims of high IQ always have to be taken with a little grain of salt, just like claims of the paranormal. But according to one study, college students that scored higher grades were less likely to believe in the paranormal. If you dream it, they will come. If you do believe in the paranormal, you may be contested, but you're certainly not alone. Studies have shown that as many as 50% of all Americans believe in the paranormal, even if they haven't had a paranormal experience themselves. It seems like many of them likely believe simply because they want ghosts to exist. Some people set out to prove the existence of ghosts, while others just want to have a conversation with them. An organized attempt to communicate with spirits is called a séance. In French, the word's meaning is rather general, just describing a session of anything, usually while seated. In English, though, it exclusively describes a gathering in anticipation of receiving messages from beyond the grave and can be done in any conditions. Cold spots are perhaps one of the most common instances of reporting ghost encounters. They are described as a sudden, localized spot where the temperature drops below what is normal for that area. Ghost hunters find these areas with their thermometers or heat sensing device, but skeptics say there are a lot of scientifically relevant reasons why the temperature might drop suddenly. Well, I've seen on some of those shows, and let me tell you, it was ghost present, because the temperature dropped and they had the machines to show it, like it was 80 degrees, and then maybe they walk into a room or by a wall and all of a sudden it starts going down 70, 60, 50, 40, all the way down. Well, what's bringing that down? If it's, you know, 80 outside and it's warm in the house, then it must be a ghost. Extrasensory perception, or ESP, is how we thought to be able to identify and communicate with the spiritual or paranormal realm. It's also called the sixth sense because it identifies information you can't glean from the other five senses. In different instances, ESP is also called second sight, intuition, clairvoyance, telepathy, psychometry, precognition or precognition, and retrocognition. A person who has this sixth sense is often called a medium, a psychic, or a clairvoyant. Okay, and I'm sure a lot of you are aware with that. By the way, let me just put this little commercial in there right now. We do readings every day on the website, my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. That's theessenceofsuccess.net. We do readings Monday through Friday, 11 in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. It's $20 for one question, $30 for a half an hour, and $60 for 1 hour. That's right, just a dollar a minute. So it's $20, $30, or $60. That's all we charge. So I just went, brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network. So do go to the website and check us out and get a reading. And if you don't get a reading, well, at least subscribe to the website so you can get our monthly newsletter and contest. Okay, back to the show. Mediums will often use a spirit board to ask the spirit questions using their participants' help. You can make your own spirit board at home using thin wood or plastic, or you can go to your local Toys R Us and purchase a brand new Ouija board for the occasion. That's not something you want to mess with. We'll get back to that in a minute. The board should have some combination of symbols, numbers, and letters and words on it so the ghost can speak through it. But the only other tool needed for this paranormal experience is a planchette or little board to direct the spirit around the board. Now, let me tell you something about Ouija boards. If you don't know what you're doing, don't buy it. If you have one and you don't know what you're doing, check with your local medium or psychic to get rid of that board, okay? I would tell you to throw it in the garbage and be done with it, but some people have done that and they found it back in their home. So you need to ask how to get rid of it. But if you don't know what you're doing, now people that know, you know, they're going to pray, they're going to bless, they're only going to call in spirits that are positive and good. But, you know, you got to know that other spirits come through too. So when you use a Ouija board, you're definitely going to have discernment or be around somebody that knows what they're doing. But please don't mess with a Ouija board if you don't know what you're doing, because you could call in some tragedy to your life, okay? Trance trackers. Mediums contact spirits in numerous ways, including through trance. Trance mediums slip into an altered state of consciousness to conduct their seances and often report they don't remember anything when they wake up. This might mean they need someone else to record what happens while they're in the trance. Well, I sure hope so. I'll be writing that down. Famous musicians have been known to debunk paranormal experiences, especially those conducted by a medium. Stage magician John Neville Maskelyne exposed the Davenport brothers of fraud, who were known for their spiritual cabinet work. Harry Houdini was also known to debunk mediums, but not because he was against their spiritualism. It was just against the tricks that they played on true believers. Well, good for you, Harry. There are a few believers in spiritualism and regular seance attendees whose names you might recognize too. These they include Arthur Conan Doyle and the 22-year Prime Minister of Canada, William Lyon Mackenzie King. The latter man sought spiritual guidance from the dead dogs and mother and political guidance from beyond the grave from Franklin D. Roosevelt. Really? From Franklin D. Roosevelt. That's interesting. Okay. I told you, calling in spirits. Mina Crandon was a famous medium who frequently performed her seances naked, ooh, and threw herself onto men who participated in them. She apparently channeled her brother, Walter Stinson, but it was later discovered that she, like many other mediums of the early 1900s, was a hoax. Houdini was one of the men that attempted to debunk Crandon, and he later profited off of her losses. He included some of her illusions and their explanation in his stage show. Mm. What time is it, Mr. Ghost? Between midnight and 4 a.m., according to most ghost hunting sites. These wee hours of the morning are the peak times to pull out an EMF reader and troll for spooks. Okay. An important part of ghost hunting is recording your visit with the paranormal to do more intensive investigating of the sound bites later and to show the data you collected to your fellow ghost hunting buddies. Of course, if something is found in a voice recording from an investigation that sounds spooky, it is called an EVP, electronic voice phenomenon. In the 1980s, a woman named Sarah Estep stepped up and started the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomenon, called AAEVP. Estep reports that she has hundreds of EVPs from her deceased friends and even from aliens from other planets. Her not-for-profit organization teaches others, how to effectively capture their own EVPs. Well, thank you, Sarah Estep. Some people that believe in EVP and capture it claim that picking out otherworldly voices in recordings is a special talent, kind of like learning a different language. Skeptics say that our brains try to organize chaotic stimuli, and in the case of EVPs, do so by turning radio static into words spoken in our own language. That's interesting. An electromagnetic field reader, EMF, is one of the most common devices used by ghost hunters today and detects fluctuations in the electromagnetic fields of an area. If there is a field that is unexplainable, there might be a ghost nearby. Okay, yes, because I've seen on the shows, I don't know what you call that thing now, but anyway, it'll light up. It has three lights on it, and when they're speaking to the ghost or if a ghost is present, the light blinks off and on. And then they also have the thing where they talk, and the words will come back, whatever the ghost is saying. Like, you know, is there someone here in the room, and it might say yes, and it'll come across the recorder. So, interesting. Unsure about a particular ethical issue and don't know where to turn for a wise answer? Try calling a friend from the afterlife. Spiritualism is a new religious movement that believes contacting spirits can lead to helpful knowledge about morality and the possibilities of a God. Spiritualists believe that after death, a spirit does not sit still, but rather continues to change and grow, and most importantly, can and should be contacted by the living. Mediums are the people who can contact, communicate with, and deliver messages from spirits. There are two dominant types of mediums: mental mediums, those that can tap into the spirit world to gain messages through their own senses, and physical mediums, who receive the dead through physical manifestations like bells ringing, knocking, and rapping. In the late 20th century, an engineer working at a medical equipment manufacturer suspected that one of the rooms in his workplace was haunted. Whenever he was in there, he would see and hear strange things and even get distinctly sad and uncomfortable. One possible explanation for this incident and many other ghost sightings is infrasound or low-frequency vibrations. These vibrations go completely unnoticed by the human sense, but they can cause discomfort, including many symptoms that go alongside the common description of a ghost encounter. In this engineer's case, vibrations were sent out from a fan in the haunted room that could have caused him to feel disoriented. If you believe in ghosts, you've got some good company, because some of our greatest minds and leaders have a history with the paranormal. The father of computer science, Alan Turing, not only believed in artificial intelligence, AI, but also telepathy. Winston Churchill claimed he saw the ghost of Abraham Lincoln when visiting the White House shortly after he got out of the bath. He was stark naked at the time. Boy, glad it was just him by himself. He had also been drinking some scotch, which might explain why he saw a different kind of spirit appear. Okay. CO, no, or if not mold, how about carbon monoxide? At least one notable haunting turned out to be the result of a gas leak, causing the residents of a home to suffer from neuritis and inflammation of the nerves that can lead to hallucination and numbness. Yes, check your carbon. Yes, if you have that in the house, please check that before you go off on the deep end. What if science proves ghosts are real? Some quantum physics have put forward the theory that human consciousness stems from microtubules in our brain cells. Microtubules, which can survive outside our body even once the rest of our body has deceased and decayed. Essentially, our conscious can haunt the earth long after we've passed on, just not in the form of a floating white sheet. Okay, well, that is your explanations. We got a good start, people, of different types of paranormal. So I hope that by next Wednesday you're going to be ready to call in with your stuff. Now, just to let you know what's going on this week in the paranormal news, a weird creature was filmed by fishermen in Thailand. And that was today. The mystery animal was captured on camera next to a fishing boat. Nobody seems to know what it is. Okay. Let's see. Scottish police, this happened on the 8th, which was what? Tuesday, yeah. Tuesday, Scottish police left baffled by mystery symbols. Unexplained markings that have appeared on pavements around Thornhill have left officers scratching their heads. It looks almost like a peace sign and a cross, but the cross part at the bottom comes all the way down. Yeah. Well, famed Nessie Hunter to start in new short film. This came out today. Veteran Loch Ness Monster Hunter Steve Selfman has spent over 25 years searching for the elusive creature and is now going to do a film about it. Yay, yay. Congratulations to you, sir. Well, that looks like all the news. Here's one, but this was back at the beginning of October. InSight lander records eerie sounds on Mars. Ooh. Okay. I don't know. Astronomers spot triple black hole collision. Three supermassive black holes over a billion light years away from us are on an inescapable collision course. I wonder, will we feel any vibrations from that, even though it's billions of years, you know, coming through the timeline or the multi-universes or the dimensions? Who knows? Who knows? But anyway, okay. that is about it. And gosh, I really enjoyed this hour went by fast. I really enjoyed doing the show. So I'm going to look for y'all next Wednesday and bring your stories in. Let's talk about it. Oh, Purple Pill, thank you for joining the show. What did she say? The ability to move objects at a distance by mental power or other non-physical means define ghosts. Well, thank you, Purple Pill. Appreciate that. Thank you for your input. Oh, and telekinesis. Yep. Could cause the lights to blink. They sure could, Purple Pill. You're right. They sure could. You should have called in. We could have talked on the phone. But thank you for coming into the show. Come in next week, Purple Pill, and do it with me, okay? Anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining or supporting this show, whether you were listening or on the phone or in the chat room. I do appreciate that. And next week, let's get a little bit deeper in this. I'm going to try and maybe get a couple of guests to come on, too, and talk about paranormal, okay? Now, don't forget, I'll be on tomorrow night in the studio, regular. It's usually on Wednesday. Just this month, I have it on Thursdays. You know, your news, sports, entertainment tomorrow night. So don't forget to tune in for that. Okay, and I think that's about it. If no one's told you they love you today, well, I do, huh? All right, folks. We will see you next Wednesday or tomorrow night. Have a good one.